Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, Heather Collins, she did her show from Disneyland on Monday. And in my opinion, Heather Collins is thinking about making one of the biggest mistakes of her life.
Oh, God.
Were you in here on Monday where she was very excited that she had, when she was in California at Disneyland, she rented a car and it was a Mustang convertible.
Oh, a Mustang?
No. No. The convertible aspect of it.
Oh, the Mustang.
No,
okay. I didn't know what you were talking about. I'm sorry.
She says she came into the studio and she's like, JC, I got to tell you, I get it now. I'm like, what's that? She's like, I had a Mustang. I'm like, aren't they awesome? And she's like, well, no, it was a convertible. And I love the convertible. She's thinking about getting a convertible. And I told her, don't do it. Because the thing with convertibles, they're not worth it. I had a convertible years ago. And when you first get it, it's so cool. You put the top down. Oh, this is awesome. But we live in Vegas. We live in the desert, the heat of the summer. You'll do the convertible thing for at most 3 weeks to a month. And then after that, you're never dropping that top again.
Oh, really?
Never. How many times do you see someone in a convertible here in Las Vegas? It's a rare occasion.
It's not very often. However, when I do, I always think, man, your hair is a mess. Because if you're a lady, you got to put it back or you got to wear a baseball cap. Because otherwise I see it flying. And I just think of if it were my hair, it'd be all knotted and ratty. And so that, if you have a hat though, oh, it looks so nice and exciting.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. What's not worth it? In my opinion, the convertible is not worth it. And here's the thing though too. Probably 90% of the people you see in a convertible here in town, most likely they're heading up to Red Rock because they're a tourist who rented a convertible to experience Las Vegas with the top down. It's not a local.
Okay. Interesting. That's an interesting observation. What item or just thing is not worth the trouble? I'm really surprised to hear you say that. For some reason, I thought you were into the convertibles.
I had one and it was great the first couple of weeks. And then I just never put the top down.
You know what I don't think is worth the trouble or worth the price? Any wine over $100. I don't think it's worth it. A friend of ours had this big fancy party and they were pouring something. I can't even remember the name. It was something I couldn't even pronounce. And like after the fact, because everyone was oohing and aahing over the, they're pouring blah, 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 blah. And I was like, ugh. So I got on my little Vivino app where you take a picture of the wine and then it analyzes the label and then it'll tell you how much it costs. And it was like $400 a bottle.
Ugh.
And literally tasted the same as a $12 bottle of wine to me. Maybe I don't have the palate for it. I'm not as polished in that aspect. But if you would have put them next to each other, I would have had a hard time. I don't think wine's worth... Now, don't get me wrong. I think there are some high quality wines out there that you can definitely tell the difference. But I feel like once they're over $100, it's not even worth it.
Let's do that. Can we do that like maybe next Friday? We have nothing going on after the show. Let's do that. Let's do a wine tasting. Bring someone in here and be blindfolded or just not know and taste the $100 and then taste the $5 and see if we can tell the difference. I probably couldn't either. I know I couldn't. Because to me, like a pricey bottle of wine is like $35.
Okay.
Like, to me, that's like, woo. I enjoy like a $10 bottle of wine. I cannot tell the difference. Is there something with the sulfates in it? There's a difference the way it's made.
My favorite wine in the world is what you would consider like an expensive wine. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't drink it very often. And I taste the difference there. It's very smooth. There's no bite. It's like just the consistency. I don't want to say thicker, but then I like just a $15 bottle of Pinot Noir. And I'll drink that, and it tastes good to me. But if you put them next to each other, I could tell the difference. But it doesn't mean I like the cheap one any less.
Gotcha.
I just can tell the quality is a little different. But sometimes it's just not worth it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, what else is not worth the trouble? Steph, what in your opinion, is not, just not worth it, not worth the price tag, not worth the trouble?
I'm not a huge fan of designer bags. I just rather get like a good quality one at Target or Forever 21. And like, why spend thousands of dollars on a Louis or something crazy? And even when I get them as gifts, like a Michael Kors bag.
Cover that bag there, Mercedes.
Oh, Mercedes. I didn't notice you had a Louis bag.
No, and you know what? I agree with you. I agree with you. I didn't buy this bag. My husband gets it for me as a gift, and I love, and I'm grateful. But this is the worst. He'll get me this nice bag, and I'll be like, why'd you spend that much money on it? I don't need that.
But
and then he feels bad because he was just trying to do something nice for me.
But is it all the same, though? Because it's all your money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a couple. It's your money. So whether it's Matt buying it or you're buying it, you're still buying it. You know, it's
yeah,
like it's one and the
true.
Same.
And I'm like, oh, the credit card bill comes.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you still get it.
What did you do? Yeah, you're right. But I know he's just trying to do something nice because he knows I would never spend money like that on myself. But I agree with Steph on that. It literally is something to haul your crap.
That
in.
Was too funny. I would never do this $1,000 Louis Vuitton bag.
I'm like finding papers to cover it so she doesn't notice.
I know. Like, I think Mercedes has one. She's scrambling over there.
It's a Louis Vuitton. It's not the, it's not a real one.
That's there a knockoff.
It's a knockoff. She's not silly like that. Come on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.